The point of the sermon this morning is this. Privilege brings both favor and responsibility. If nobody ever told you that, write it down. When you are given a privilege, that brings you favor in someone's estimation. But with that privilege and favor comes responsibility. Now, we all like the thought of being privileged. We like the idea of having favor dumped on us. But almost none of us like the idea that privilege and favor brings with it restriction and responsibility. We want all the good stuff, but we do not want the bad stuff. Now, the situation, Cynthia did it really well. She deserves credit for those names. The situation set before us today from the scripture involves Zelophehad's daughters. Now, some weeks ago, months ago, way back in time, we first talked about Zelophehad's daughters. Zelophehad was an elder of the Hebrew tribe of Manasseh. Now, I want you to understand, because he was an elder, he was a person who held a position of privilege. He had been lifted up in the community above others in the community. He had been given favor and privilege. We know from the description in the Bible that he was a wealthy man and an influential man, but he died leaving no male heirs. When he died, he left behind no living sons. However, he did leave behind 5 unmarried daughters. Now, according to the way things worked back then, Zelophehad's 5 unmarried daughters could not inherit their father's wealth. Zelophehad's estate would pass to his next of kin, who could not legally be female. It had to be male. So Zelophehad's estate would pass either to his brother, or his nephew, or his cousin. It would pass to the next male in his line, but it could not pass to his daughters. Zelophehad's unmarried daughters would be left penniless by their father's death. They would be without hope and without a future until they were able to find some man who wanted to marry them. And the real question in the minds of Zelophehad's daughters is, what man of wealth and privilege like their father would choose to marry the penniless daughter of Zelophehad? So Zelophehad's daughters, being bold girls, went to great Moses the prophet to ask for special consideration, pointing out to Moses that the current laws of the land about such matter would render them penniless and without hope for the future. The women asked Moses to allow them to inherit Zelophehad's estate. They simply ask Moses to grant them a special privilege. They ask Moses to allow them to become the first women property owners in the land and in the history of the nation of Israel. Now, you need to understand that this was a bold thing for any woman to do. They were asking for a place of privilege amongst the Israelites that would change the whole course of Israel's history. If Moses allowed this request, it would alter the way things were done in the land of Israel from that moment on. And Moses did not take the request of the 5 daughters of Zelophehad frivolously. He understood what was at stake. He considered the matter carefully and prayerfully and came to the conclusion that it was only right to grant the woman's request. So Moses ruled that Zelophehad's daughter should be given their father's estate. Zelophehad's daughters became the first women of property in the nation of Israel. But did you ever notice how almost always in life there is a but? The decision to grant these five women this place of privilege quickly created a problem for the whole nation of Israel. Imagine. You see, now the five daughters of Zelophehad were made heiresses. Rich. Unmarried women. Now, I just need to say to you, this is to the detriment of my sex, but a penniless woman is a far different catch than an heiress. Where once they had been penniless with nothing to bring to their marriage, now they had both land and money. Who cared what they looked like? They were desirable because under the law of the time, everything that they brought to their marriage became the property of their husbands once they were hitched. They had been given a place of privilege. And that place of privilege brought them favor, status, and wealth. It made them desirable. And while all that was a blessing, it was a problem too. See, the elders of the tribe of Manasseh came to Moses and reminded him that he had ruled that Zelophehad's property should be given to his five unmarried daughters. The elders reminded Moses that these women were unmarried. They pointed out to Moses that if the women chose husbands, their property would belong to their husbands, according to the very law Moses defended. They reminded Moses that if Zelophehad's daughters married husbands who came from tribes other than the tribe of Manasseh, their father's tribe, the portion of the promised land which had been given to the tribe of Manasseh would be diminished because it would become the part, the property of a man who belonged to some other tribe. Thus, the place of privilege given to the daughters of Zelophehad would decrease the entire tribe of Manasseh. Are you getting this? Let me just tell you that this is what almost always happens. When privilege is given to one, it decreases the portion available to another. So the granting of privilege to one over another is never something that should be taken lightly. The one decreased by the granting of privilege to another is almost certainly sure to feel the pinch and to complain. So the granting of privilege to one over another should never be taken lightly. Now, I just need to step out of my way here, and I need to say, if you ever want to feel this, it's in the children's team. Because every parent thinks their children should be granted privilege, that their kids should have a favorite place, particularly in the household of God. And the children's team, which is filled with benevolent people, almost always grants the exception. And the next week, there will be three more parents who say, hey, if you gave it to that kid, why can't my kid have it too? Or there'll be somebody who comes along and says, well, when my kid was in that room, you made them do such and such. Why aren't you making her do it? And it's a very simple enactment of the principle which is laid down here and which is being demonstrated in the last chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. When you give privilege to one, it almost always creates a problem for someone else. When someone is given more, another feels decreased. It's not something that should be done lightly. And though Moses may not have seen all the consequences of his decision at first, he clearly saw the problem and understood that Manasseh had a right to complain. While it was not right that Zelophehad's daughter should be cut off without hope, it was equally wrong that Manasseh's portion in the promised land should be decreased. So poor Moses. Again, he took the situation prayerfully and carefully to God. And as the result of his deliberation, these decisions were handed down. Number one, Zelophehad's daughters would be allowed to marry any man they chose. Two, as long as they chose a man from the tribe of Manasseh. Zelophehad's daughters, folks, had been granted a place of privilege. They were allowed to inherit their father's estate. It is the first time in Israeli history that women were given that privilege and were allowed to become property owners in the nation of Israel. It was a place of privilege and it brought them great favor. They were not penniless without hope. They were made heiresses, wealthy women landowners, the first in Israel. But that privilege brought great responsibility and restriction. They could choose to remain unmarried, or they could marry within the tribe of Manasseh. But they could not marry outside of that tribe. It was forbidden. And there it is. Zelophehad's daughters were granted a place of privilege. And that place of privilege brought them great favor and thrust upon them great responsibility. And it remains so today. Pastors, elders, teachers, youth leaders, children's workers are granted places of privilege within the household of God. And when you accept the favor of that place of privilege, you must accept with it the responsibility that it brings. For when you put yourself in the place of favor by God, you are restricted, for you must choose to live your life according to the rules laid down in the scripture so as not to disgrace the king. Privilege brings favor and responsibility. But that is not just true for the leaders of our community. Hear me now. We, all of us who claim Jesus Christ, are the sons and daughters of the King. We, being the children of the King, have places of great favor. Folks, when you became a child of the King, you were saved. Not just from the consequences of your sin, but to eternal life. Tell me that eternal life in the kingdom of God, in the palace He is building for you as your home, is not a place of privilege and favor. But being children of the King thrust upon us great, great restriction and responsibility. The way we live brings honor or disgrace to our Father, who is the King. So we must choose to live according to the rules laid out so clearly for us in His holy book, the Bible. And we do it because we know the place of favor which has been granted to us and are anxious and eager to bring glory to our Father, who is our King.